Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
This is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown.
10 before 9, Evanston is in our spotlight today, all day on GN. And celebrating their 10th anniversary in Evanston. It's a place I know very well, been there a number of times. It's Squeeze Box Books and Records on Main Street. Tim Peterson is the owner. Tim, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while. How's business?
I'm great, Bob. Business is doing really well. How often have you heard that in the last year and a half?
Yeah, really. You know what? I can't tell you how many times I came into the store when we were doing some downsizing, and I was bringing in books and records. What are the kinds of things that you buy, Tim?
On a side note, I will say you brought in the biggest boxes of books I've ever seen. You are one strong guy.
It was hard. Let me tell you, I found it really hard to part with books. I mean, you have books that you've read, but, you know, you want to go back and look at them again. It's hard to say goodbye to them. And then you have to admit defeat when you get rid of books that you bought and never read. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. No, I think a lot of people feel the same way about their things. We sell half of our store is books, half of our store is music, records and CDs, but primarily records. And yeah, we buy stuff every day. We sell both new and used things, but with used books and records, we're interested basically in the more eclectic, the better when it comes to books, you know, and with records, super popular things are still super popular.
And what about the old formats? Do people bring you cassettes and 8-tracks?
They do, actually, and I do cherry pick the fun stuff. You know, if somebody brought me a stack of Black Sabbath 8-tracks, I'd be over the moon. I mean, that's sort of like the ultimate 8-track music to me. You know,
wow.
Put some Sabbath in your Camaro. You know,
and VHS tapes too.
You know, some stores have good luck with VHS. I do not. I've seen a lot of stores around the city that do a great job with VHS, and typically young people, which is actually a really fascinating thing about our secondhand biz and just the biz in general, is that we're selling really well to, I would say, 20-somethings and people in the 30s, especially books. The books have just our book sales have kind of skyrocketed with young people. And it's the opposite of what a lot of folks might think, where, you know, young people are all caught up in their gadgets and their Kindles and, you know, the newest technology and so on. And instead, they're really enjoying hunkering down with a good novel.
Young people are the ones buying vinyl, too, aren't they?
They are. You know, it's a mix, though. Honestly, my demographic for records is more, say, 35 to 60. But yeah, there's plenty of young people, essentially buying new bands is what you would think. The bands that are certainly really hip right now, those are the things that they're after. And, you know, folks that are into their 30s, 40s, and 50s are often buying, you know, records and CDs that they've had again in the past, picking up another copy of a Traffic record or another copy of a Maria Muldaur record.
You know, I think back to the 80s when I was working at Channel 2, and I remember doing a feature on the news about this new format, CDs, and and now it's gone pretty much, but you see a lot of CDs. Do you buy and sell those?
We buy and sell CDs, too. Every little pocket is interesting. CDs in the last year, I've seen selling like hotcakes to teenagers, like high schoolers.
Huh.
Because they are a dime a dozen now, but the music's still great. And so I've got a bin that's $3 for $5 that I cherry pick, and I'll put a cool Philip Glass CD or a, you know, a Beatles hit CD or a B.B. King CD or something. And the kids are gobbling it up. So they like the physical format.
Mm-hmm.
Where used records these days can be $15, $20, $25. They're not necessarily a bargain because they're fewer, you know, in between.
Now, recently you moved to a larger location, didn't you?
We did, yeah. For about 7 years or so, we were in a little spot, which kind of influenced our name, a little 500 square feet and that inspired one of the reasons it inspired me, named the shop Squeeze Box. But we moved to a spot that was three times larger at the corner of Main and Sherman, one block away from Chicago Avenue.
And you've been in business 10 years now, huh?
That is correct, yeah. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary. We had sales throughout September. I'm sorry those sales are done now. But we had a lot of sales throughout September. And DJs on every Saturday to celebrate stuff, just kind of get the mood going. I would, of course, love to have a big bash, but in these times, you don't want to get overcrowded.
Yep, for sure. And the categories that you have there with the books and records, you have some unique categories, don't you?
It's true. Honestly, they are they're your regular categories, you know, a cookbook section, a history section, and so on. But we've renamed a lot of them. For instance, our architecture section is called Mies van der Pros.
Nice.
And, you know, the cookbook section just has a big sign that says yummy. The history section says back in the day, and so on. We try to have fun with the categories.
I like that. Tim Peterson owns Squeeze Box Books and Records on Main Street in Evanston. And, well, it won't be long before there will be another cleanup in the Surratt household, so I'll see you soon, Tim.
That sounds great.
Thanks for the time this morning.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.